Want to integrate your CRM system with Novell GroupWise? Coming up, we tell you how to do it next on Novell Open Audio. Welcome to Novell Open Audio, the podcast that connects the Novell user community with what's going on inside and around the Novell universe. I'm your host, Aaron Quill. Today, we've got a great interview that I did with Trevor Post from Omni about a cool product that they've got that integrates a variety of different CRM systems directly into the GroupWise backend. So let's go ahead and listen to the interview and hear exactly what their product does. Today on the line, I've got Trevor Pops with Omni. Trevor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thank you for taking the time.
Trevor, tell me a little bit about Omni.
Omni has been, Aaron, we're actually celebrating our 10th anniversary. Omni has been a Novell technology partner for the last 10 years, and we are very pleased to be celebrating 10 years of software innovation within the GroupWise space.
And what type of stuff do you do with GroupWise?
Primarily, the biggest one right now is we're positioned as the GroupWise integration company in the industry.
What do you mean by GroupWise integration? You're not talking about actually going and installing GroupWise systems at people's sites. This is more software integration, right?
That's correct. The type of integration that we're dealing with is integration that historically really hasn't been available to the GroupWise partner and customer community. It's integration with industry-leading CRMs and line-of-business applications, things like Salesforce.com or Sugar CRM. The latest CRM that we've built a connector for is Oracle CRM On Demand. We've also enabled the GroupWise community to take advantage of the fastest growing Microsoft product in the industry, and that's SharePoint. We've got two integrations. One is a server-side integration for the GroupWise client, so it syncs the information. It's two-way server-side transparent integration. And the second is the ability to add GroupWise web access web parts to a SharePoint portal interface.
Oh, cool. So actually, let's talk about both of those. So first, a couple times now, you've mentioned this server-side integration. Let's take a minute just to really explain to listeners why that is so cool and why it's so important that you have server-side integration instead of client-side integration.
Terrific. So the types of integrations that customers may be familiar with are simple client-side plugins. So these are things that end users have to install and maintain, and that may break as GroupWise 8 comes out, or a new version of eDirectory comes out, or you know, those are the types of things. So this is something that runs on the server. An administrator would set up a managed policy that would manage how often synchronizations occur, what gets synchronized, which users have CRM integration within their GroupWise client. And it all happens on the server side, and it's completely transparent to the end user. So they would continue using GroupWise and their CRM normally, which is nice because it really cuts down on training times. And we've discovered that ease of use is very, very important for CRM projects to be successful.
Now, what type of CRM information are you exposing through GroupWise?
Good question. There are a number of things that we're able to do. On the bidirectional side, so this is two-way synchronization where information is available on both the GroupWise and the CRM side, these items are things that both systems understand. So things like appointments, phone calls, tasks, address book items. So those are things that both the CRM and GroupWise understand natively. So we're able to synchronize those two ways, which means you make that update to a CRM address book within GroupWise, and that will synchronize across to your CRM and vice versa. We also provide unidirectional synchronization for items that are new to the GroupWise client. Using a standard GroupWise client, you're not able to normally manage CRM opportunities or view your quotes or support incidents / CRM cases. And Riva brings that to the GroupWise client. So you're actually able to access, view, and edit CRM opportunities, quotes, cases, and other modules directly from within GroupWise. And it's important to point out, Aaron, that we support all GroupWise clients. So Windows, Linux, Mac, Web Access, your BlackBerry, GroupWise mobile server device, you're able to access CRM data from all of those GroupWise clients. And that's one of the beauties of the fact that this is a server-side solution.
Okay, and you're going to have to explain this user experience to me a little bit more. So if I'm using the standard GroupWise client, there's no updates, no plugins or anything on that, where do I actually access the CRM information? I mean, it's not like it's a mail message or anything.
That's correct. Okay, so I'm working on the cross-platform client, so I've just opened it up. And within the GroupWise client, you can see your address book. So you can click on your address book. And what Reeve Integration Server does is it creates a new CRM address book that's available from within GroupWise. So it looks the same, behaves the same. And what's nice is if I compose an email, it will autofill based on my CRM. And so what we're finding is that a lot of GroupWise customers that don't have CRM integration, they may not be leveraging their address book for as much as Novell would like them to. All of a sudden here, they've got access to their complete CRM address book within GroupWise. And so all of a sudden, it's far more important for them to keep it up to date and make sure that the information is accurate. Now, from a calendar perspective, again, Reeve Integration Server syncs the CRM calendar down to your GroupWise client. And it appears as a new calendar that you can check the box to view it or leave it off if you just want to see your GroupWise items or see a mashup or a mashup of both your GroupWise and your CRM calendar items together. Now then you get into the new pieces, the opportunities, the quotes, and the cases. Where do you see that from within a standard GroupWise client? There is a new set of folders that get developed in your cabinet, and what we've done is we basically extended that folder functionality and exposed some new columns. And so you're able to click on, and I'm just going to do this in my client, you're able to click on a folder that says CRM opportunity, and you're able to see all of your CRM opportunities. You're able to sort those according to the probability of them closing, the amount alphabetically, when they were created, and then you're able to click on those, view all of the CRM details, the CRM opportunity or the case details, and if you wish to edit that item, you'd simply click edit, and if you're logged in already to your CRM, it will automatically open that CRM or support incident or quote to the appropriate page within the CRM. And this is stuff that's available in a disconnected mode as well. So let's say, for example, I'm on a business trip to New York City, and I'm on the airplane or waiting in the airport, and I want to see my CRM opportunities. I'm able to view those from within GroupWise from my BlackBerry or from my clients on my laptop.
So it works hand-in-hand with caching mode then?
We're going to have full support for caching in one of the future versions, but it's the ability to view that information directly from that client.
Okay, my point is it is that information or a subset of the information is stored on my local hard drive so that I can view it disconnected.
That's correct.
Excellent. And so that was the first part of the question. The second part of the question is you mentioned about web access integration with SharePoint's portal.
Yes. So we do have an integration for SharePoint. And as I mentioned earlier, SharePoint is one of the fastest growing applications on the Microsoft side. And unfortunately, what we sometimes see is, you've got C-level staff, CXO, CIOs that say, the SharePoint looks really good. We're interested in deploying it. And all of a sudden it's, oh, but there's no integration for GroupWise. And so once GroupWise moves, then the rest of the Novell stack often gets ripped out to accommodate the integration requirements and Exchange gets put into that environment. What Omni has brought to the table with our Reeve Integration Server is the ability for a Novell GroupWise account to have integration for the same sort of integration, that server-side transparent integration for SharePoint for their users. And so that would be synchronizing things like appointments, groups, project tasks, and lists between GroupWise and SharePoint. Now, the second type of integration that we developed for SharePoint is the ability to configure those GroupWise Web Access web parts. And these are just standard web parts that get added to the SharePoint portal interface. And so that's the ability from within the SharePoint portal to view your entire GroupWise mailbox, your address book, and your calendar in the various views, the day view, the week view, and the month view, all from within the SharePoint portal interface, which customers really appreciate.
So, you know, I got to tell you, when you use the word omnidirectional, you're quite serious about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really like that. Now, currently, you're actually getting ready to run a webinar called 8 Integrations for Novell Group Wise 8. Now, we've talked about a couple of those so far in this call. Can you run through the 8 integrations that you guys are touting?
You bet, Aaron. Would be glad to. We've got the integrations for Microsoft SharePoint. No Active Directory required.
Yay!
From a technical perspective, you're able to use eDirectory as a source for authentication and permission and controls as opposed to Active Directory. So customers really appreciate not having to introduce any Active Directory whatsoever to integrate with SharePoint. From a CRM perspective, we've got support for all editions of SugarCRM. So that's the Community Edition, the Professional Edition, the Enterprise Edition. For Salesforce.com, which is a really popular one, as well as for Oracle CRM On Demand, Sage CRM On Demand, Goldmine CRM, and Info at Hand CRM. And we also have support for SQL databases. So if you've got a custom Oracle SQL database, or you're running Postgres, or MySQL, or a Microsoft SQL Server database, and you're looking to integrate some of that data into GroupWise, we're able to accommodate that as well through Reaver Integration Server.
Now, I assume that all 8 of these different integration modules really run off of a common basic framework that you guys have created, right?
That's correct, yes. The Reaver Integration Server, it's an application that's written in C#. It leverages the .NET framework and the GroupWise Trusted Application Key. And, you know, it's a full collaboration integration system for Novell GroupWise, both for the new GroupWise 8 client as well as for existing Novell GroupWise 7 customers. So not only does it provide the integration piece that we've discussed, but it also provides the ability, it fulfills the need, the longstanding need that administrators have to push GroupWise resources out to individual users, groups of users, or their entire tree. So those would be things like, you know, is there a need for you to push holiday schedules out to all of your users? Or perhaps it's proxy access or common address books that you want to share and automatically pre-populate within your user's GroupWise address book. So it provides that collaboration piece and management as well as the integrations that we've discussed.
So you mentioned push of the information. How do you determine how often you push? Is this like time-based that things happen, or is it an event-based system?
Both. It can be done manually, or it can be done on synchronized on intervals, and we've also developed an event monitor where it's event-driven. So a nice example of that would be a new user account gets provisioned. They automatically are associated with a group. Now, by automatically being associated with that group, Reaver Integration Server automatically gives them the address book that they need, the calendar that they need, gives them the proxy access they need, assigns them to shared folders, and just does all of that automatically behind the scenes.
Okay.
And again, that happens transparently.
Is the system fairly easy to set up then?
Absolutely. Reaver Integration Server, within about 20 minutes, you're able to install the framework, set up the connectors to the destination systems or CRMs, and next step is to just create a policy, whether it's pushing those GroupWise resources or scheduling the synchronizations to occur. It's a system that gets set up very, very easily, and customers are 100% impressed.
And what operating systems does it actually run on?
Reaver Integration Server gets installed on a Windows XP or a Windows 2003 server box, or we also support Linux. So if you've got SLES and you want to run this integration solution, we've got a solution for you.
Oh, that's good to hear that you guys are out there supporting SLES. Okay, communications between the Reaver Integration Server and GroupWise, do you know how that communication works?
Yes, Aaron. We use SOAP to communicate between GroupWise and the CRM. Because, you know, when software is pretty cool, that's one thing. Do people buy it? You know what I mean? It's, you know, during these tough economic times, what are companies looking to do? and from and reintegration server delivers on C-level priorities to drive growth, to deliver better customer service, to improve workforce productivity. Because instead of having, you know, people manage data in two different systems and then they say, oh, this is a pain in the ass, I'm not going to bother, you know, all of a sudden it's automatically integrated for them, so they're working that much more efficiently. And because it's CRM and line of business integration, all of a sudden it allows us to go beyond email and to deliver those integrations.
And that makes a lot of sense to me, because I've worked with some CRM systems in the past, and it doesn't matter whether it's CRM, whether it's help desk software or whatever, it's fantastic as long as people use it and actually log all their activity. And you're right, as soon as it's another system, it's a whole other app that I've got to keep up and running and get people to kind of eat, live, and breathe in that, where when it's part of their email system that they're already used to doing all their day-to-day tasks on.
That's huge, right?
Yeah, it's a lot easier.
That's a huge thing, because, yeah, you want people to, you know, let's say you're rolling out this new CRM, people are excited, ooh, we'll be able to create these nice reports and all this stuff for our managers, but then once they get it in place, they say, oh, man, this is a bit onerous to have to, like, you know, pencil all this data in. It's almost like keeping a journal. You only really start to appreciate a journal 6 months or 8 months down the road when you can look back and say, oh, you know, I'm sure glad that I recorded that. But at the time, you might say, oh, man, there's so many other things I'd like to be doing with my time, like making more sales calls. Oh, here's another thing that's actually really cool. We've got what are called smart convert folders. And so this is an example of the type of advanced integration available through Riva. And what you can do, Aaron, is you can actually drag a group-wise email. Let's say, for example, you send me an email and you say, Trev, you know, I've installed this Riva integration server, and I've got a support issue with it. So what I can do is just drag your email within my GroupWise client down to a create support case folder from within my cabinet, and it will automatically create your account. So if your email address doesn't already exist in our CRM, it will create your account. It will create you as the contact associated with that account. It'll automatically create the CRM support instance for you, and it will assign it to me. And then what I can do is when it syncs, and you know, you can set it to sync on an event basis, or as well, you know, every minute or something like that, you can set it to sync. Then it will appear in my GroupWise, and then I can simply assign it to one of my engineers and have them follow up. So, you know, it saves you entering all that data into your CRM. One of our customers said it allows their sales staff to work, you know, it gives them back 30% of their time that they would have been spent otherwise adding information to their CRM.
Well, what I love about it is the fact that CRM information or CRM database is really only valid if you can capture all those communication points with the customer.
Exactly.
and when you're integrating right with the email client, I mean, that's where the majority of your communication takes place nowadays. So having that
exactly.
Simple integration that happens almost automatically is just fantastic. And I think you're right. I think salespeople will actually start to use it and start to see the values of CRM rather than seeing it as a hindrance. So Trevor, what do you think a salesperson that's using this integration would really like about it?
Well, there's a number of things, Aaron. First off, when a company deploys a new CRM, you know, a lot of people are excited because, wow, they're going to have access to this data, they're going to be able to create reports and all of this. But, you know, as salespeople and as users are starting to use this system, it does take a lot of time to record that information. The way I like to think about it is it's almost like a personal journal. You know, you only start to appreciate the content of your journal once you've, you know, 6 months down the road when you can look back and sort of laugh at some of those experiences. Now, if we use that analogy on the CRM side, it's the ability for a salesperson who feels comfortable working with GroupWise and lives really in GroupWise to continue doing that. So let me give you a scenario, for example, Aaron. A salesperson receives an email, and let's say it's a support issue. So all of a sudden, from that email, they can drag that email down to a new folder in their cabinet that Riva creates for them, and they can automatically create an opportunity or a support incident based on the contents of that email. Now, if if the domain name doesn't already exist within the CRM, it will automatically create an account. It will automatically create the user or a contact for that CRM account, and it will automatically create the opportunity support case quote information within the CRM without them having to do anything. This is a no-touch type integration. And one of our customers in Portugal said that its Reeve integration server is saving their sales staff 30% of their time that they would have otherwise been spending just manually putting information into their CRM. So from a sales perspective, a salesperson's perspective, their most valuable commodity is time. Reeve gives them back time so they can focus on selling and driving business growth.
Well, and it's not only that you're getting back the time, you're also capturing even more of that important CRM information. Being lost because it's a separate task.
That's correct. So, you're not trying to, hunt through emails, trying to figure out what those communications were. You can simply take those emails, once you get them, automatically drag them over and assign them to an opportunity to assign them to an account or a contact, and it's all captured there. And, organizations are able to deliver better customer service as a result because they have the information when and where they need it to make decisions and to provide that service.
Trevor, how is this stuff licensed?
Reeve, again, that's something that customers appreciate, is the fact that the flexibility that's available in the licensing. Reeve is licensed only for those users that require integration. And so what we often see is an organization that may want to start with maybe 10 or 15 accounts and use that as a test case or a pilot case. And then once they see, it's one of these applications where you've really got to see it to believe it. Once those integrations are proven, then they're able to roll it out to, 100 or 200 users or more, depending on the case. But it's, there's nice flexibility in there.
Okay, and let's actually take a look at it from the partner's perspective. If right now I'm out there and I'm a partner listening to this, and I'm a GroupWise partner and this stuff sounds great, do I bring you guys in to actually do the integration, or is this a product that I can purchase from you guys and fairly easily get up to speed and install it at my customer site?
Reeve Integration Server is something that we really want partners to install it locally. And if the partner isn't running the CRM currently, here's a perfect opportunity to test the technology and to leverage GroupWise and to introduce the benefits of CRM to your organization. We really like to see our partners install and experience and get that firsthand experience using the technology. The second thing is that Reeve Integration Server is opening up the Novell partner community to huge revenue opportunities. And I think during these tough economic times, companies, our shared customers are looking to invest in strategic line of business integrations that drive growth, deliver better customer service, and improve workforce productivity, which is a nice story to tell. And it's also the fact that there's a huge revenue opportunity. All of a sudden we're playing, Gartner projects that the worldwide CRM market was $8.9 billion in 2008, and it's expected to grow to $13.3 billion in 2012. So there's nice growth happening there. There's a $10 billion unified communications market. Now, GroupWise is positioned to play that much more aggressively in that market. And we believe if Reeve Integration Server allows the partners to capture, say, 1% to 5% of the CRM market just for those integrations that we've already developed, this is an aggregate $430 million opportunity. So, for Novell Platinum partners, for Gold partners, it's strategic, it's timely, and it's what we believe is one of the most exciting announcements in the GroupWise space in the last 10 years.
And where can people go to get more information on this product?
They can go up to our website, www.omni-ts.com. That's your best source of information. They're welcome to give us a call. Again, my name is Trevor Potts. You're welcome to give me a call, and we can discuss Reeve Integration Server. And the other thing to look for on our website are a series of on-demand presentations. And you can see those right from the homepage, or you can click on our quick tours, the quick tour section, and go through to that. And that will give you some of the initial training that you'll require, and it's available from the convenience of your home or office.
Trevor Pops, thanks a lot for bringing us up to speed on Reeve Integration Server.
Wonderful. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate the time.
During that interview, you heard Trevor and I talk about a webcast of 8 integration points for Novell GroupWise. That webcast has already taken place. However, I've gone ahead and provided a link within the show notes so that you can go view the webinar and learn even more about their solution. Thanks a lot for listening to Novell Open Audio. We'll see you next time.
Remember that Novell Open Audio is brought to you by Novell Users International, as well as Novell Incorporated. Most of our content is directed by our listener community, so please send us your feedback by email at openaudio@novell.com or by leaving comments on our website at novell.com/openaudio. That's it for this time. Have a good one.